Coming up a little later this month, the folks at Cass Health are going to have a Sunday set aside to focus on, well, golf and some social activities. But the overriding issue would be more about men's health. And we want to talk about those things today and give you the details on how you can be a part of that event. We've got a couple of guests joining us here today. We have Carter Anderson, who's a marketing specialist with Cass Health, in with us here this morning, along with Dr. Hunter Fluhoft, who's also in with us here this morning. And we'll talk a little bit about all this stuff. Carter, Doctor, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Carter, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about the event itself. It's coming up on Sunday, June 28th. It's called Breaking Par. Tell us about that.
So this event is kind of designed to make conversations about cancer prevention and early detection for men specifically approachable, engaging, and accessible. So we kind of had our first go at this last year. It was just kind of a nine-hole event that we were like, is this something that is possible? You know, is it, because at first you kind of think of doing a men's health event, you kind of scoff at that idea of, we're going to get guys to come check out a health fair or booths or anything. So we're like, well, let's have them play at the golf course. And so this year we're going to have kind of a similar style to last year, but we're going to double the golf, so 18 holes of golf, and then we'll have five different booths out there on the golf course that will have different information and activities for guys to kind of engage with as they play through their round and stuff. So
sure. We talk on the golf course, so it's, I guess it's a way to get the conversation started. You know, it's kind of an old joke amongst us guys, and some of us, not a joke, it's actually real, but, you know, that, wow, we don't go to the doctor unless we absolutely have to. We talk about that all the time. So let's ask the doctor, do you actually see that in men?
Yeah, I mean, I think that has been kind of a stigma, especially in kind of that, you know, 45 to 65 year age range, where a lot of men, they don't like to go to the doctor. They don't like to talk about a lot of their problems. But I think as a family medicine physician, going to the doctor for your annual exam for some of these, especially these cancer screenings that we're going to get into, is very important.
We're concerned about others, and goodness knows we're quick to give our advice because we're men. That's kind of what we do. We always want to solve things. But when it comes, we don't do the same thing with ourselves. It's a real flaw that we really need to take a look at, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that's one of the whole things about this tournament that we are organizing, just so, you know, men do feel comfortable about talking about their health and getting them into the doctor, and so we can talk about these things.
Are there specific health issues that you kind of wanted to use this event to focus on?
Yeah, so specifically with men's health, kind of the big three cancer screenings that we want to kind of address are colon cancer screening, lung cancer screening, and prostate cancer screening. So kind of some different like governing bodies, different guidelines, but at Cass Health, we've kind of adopted those and then came up with like screening ages and screening recommendations. So for our colon cancer screening, anyone between the ages of 45 and 80 is typically when we want to do those screenings. The colonoscopy is the gold standard for colon cancer screening. So that is one that we encourage to get done. A lot of people can be hesitant about a colonoscopy just because it is a little more invasive. However, we like that one because if there is something going on, you know, with a polyp or anything like that, we're able to address the issue at hand at that time. And then, you know, if you have a clean bill of health, it's every 10 years, whereas there are some other screenings too, Cologuard, I'm sure you've heard of that, seen the commercials, that's every 3 years, but we do really like to at least try to promote those types of screenings. Lung cancer screening, you know, there's a lot of smokers out there, and kind of the age range for that is anyone who's currently smoking, ages 50 to 80, or if they have quit within like the last 15 years, and the screening for that is a low-dose CT scan of the lungs. And while I'm kind of talking about lung cancer screening, I do want to put a plug in for checking your radon levels too, especially here in Western Iowa. A lot of homes do have some elevated radon levels. We actually just got ours checked and pretty elevated. So, you know, just with the way the homes were built, kind of the homes with basements. So there are like radon mitigation companies that can come out and kind of decrease the chances of radon causing lung cancer. And then kind of the last one is prostate cancer screening. That is men aged 45 plus. And a lot of men used to always get nervous about this one because it used to be kind of a rectal exam. However, we have a blood test, so pretty simple screening tools that we have now.
You bet. Now, this event is about opening up the conversation. We're not actually giving tests out on the course, right?
Yes, that is correct. This is just kind of putting the plug out there to come into your doctor so you can have those further conversations and kind of determine which tests are right for you.
Right. And it's important. Sometimes it's peer pressure. It could be anything that gets us to actually follow up on that, and that's all okay, right?
Yes, it is.
Whatever it takes to make that happen. So if you get your buddies out on the course and start talking about these issues and opening up a little bit more about that, maybe the follow-up comes afterward too. So Carter, talk more about the event. How will the day structure?
Yeah, so kind of playing off of what you guys just mentioned there about the peer pressure, hearing other people's stories and thinking, wow, I should do that myself. We'll kind of kick off our morning with a quick little keynote kickoff from cancer survivor Tony Miller. He's going to share kind of his personal story about how the classic, I was really sick, my wife made me go to the doctor and he ended up having cancer. So kind of working through that story and kind of sharing what he wished he would have done differently and kind of getting ahead of it with the prevention and having a primary care provider and things like that. So we'll start with that and then we will head out to the golf course, and golf will start at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the booze will be available. We'll have, as Dr. Fluhop said, colon, prostate, PSA testing, lung health booth, kind of focusing on lung cancer. Skin cancer, men don't like to wear sunscreen a lot of the time and think a sunburn is a good thing, it'll tan up. That's not good later in life. And then we'll have a booth specifically dedicated to radon exposure, and then a little bit about nutrition and insulin resistance and kind of the role that plays in reducing cancer risk. So, and then for each of those booths, men will have kind of almost a scavenger hunt-like scorecard that they will mark off. And then once they kind of get their engagement for each of these booths that they go up to and talk to the person a little bit, do maybe a little game or something, they will be entered to win prizes. I have 5 different prizes for the men to be able to win. A nice DeWalt drill set, a Blackstone griddle, some Pro V1 balls, a Solo stove. I know those are popular, so a bunch of different prizes available for those men that come out and enjoy the day with us and engage in the activities and stuff as well.
Yeah, so these aren't the $2 carnival prizes.
No.
Good stuff there. Very good. And the cost for the event, and how do they sign up?
Yes, sir. So it is $50 for an individual or $180 for a foursome. We knocked it down a little bit. Try to get guys to call your buddies and come join us. So men can register at casshealth.org/breakingpar. And then there's a little link to an event right there that they can go in, sign up, get carts if you need it. That's an add-on in there, stuff like that. So, and then throughout the day, there will be lunch served on the course as well. I forgot to mention that, and get a little participant gift. We got a little nice little divot repair ball marker tool that'll be nice for every attendee to get. So, yeah.
And this is Sunday, June 28th. At the Atlantic Golf and Country Club.
Yes, sir.
I guess we didn't mention where it was. We should mention that, too. Make sure you head to the right location.
Absolutely.
But lots of opportunity there for you to kind of get that ball rolling. You know, and it's funny, it struck me as you were talking about Tony Miller having that opportunity to share a cancer survivor story. You know, the nice thing about that is we have a lot of opportunity to share cancer survivor stories these days because we have a lot more cancer survivors than we used to. It's a great story in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that's another thing, just I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the cancer rates in Iowa, but then not only in Iowa, in Cass County. So it is really important to get into your doctor just so we can get these screenings done. And then, you know, if we are able to catch it early, outcomes are always better that way.
Well, and everybody wants to be on the winning team, and everybody wants to be number one, but you know, recently we found out Cass County is like the top place in the state, one of the top places in the country with cancer rates and things, and that's not something we want to be tops in, and that's something that absolutely can be changed.
Yes, and that's where we're saying just getting in with these screenings, and if we're able to kind of reverse that trend, that would be the ultimate goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about early detection. So many things with our health are about early detection, and that's why it's important to do the regular visits, the regular screenings, and to learn more about that. And you know, maybe as guys we do that, we kind of have selective hearing loss sometimes. We just kind of hear what we want to and blot out the rest, but it's important to follow up on those types of things and have those conversations. That's why we have family doctors, so they become familiar with us and our needs. So make sure you do that and check more out about the Breaking Par event. Again, that's coming up on Sunday, June 28th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. They'll register about 8:30 in the morning. They'll get started with golf around 9 o'clock. It's a full day of golf and a whole lot more. I hope you get a chance to be a part of that. And as Carter said, it's great to do it with friends. So sign up as a team and golf with your buddies and learn a little bit more as well and talk about some of those issues. Carter, Doctor, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with the event.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
We're excited for it. Thanks for having us.